Some other neurotransmitters that are used in the body, there are many. We are discovering them still. And some of these you might be familiar with. Norepinephrine, or NE, big N, big E, is one of the neurotransmitters that is involved in what we call adrenaline. And although adrenaline is more the hormonal form of norepinephrine and epinephrine, and norepinephrine has an effect in the brain, and it also has an effect, there are synapses in the body on a variety of organs that respond to norepinephrine. And this tends to have an excitatory effect, and it works on the autonomic nervous system, so we're not in control or conscious control of this. And it is involved with the fight or flight response, which we'll be studying a little bit later in the semester. Dopamine is another important neurotransmitter. It's generally found in the central nervous system, and particularly in the brain. It can be excitatory or inhibitory, and depending on the context. And a disease that you might be familiar with that has to do with dopamine is Parkinson's disease, where there's a lack of dopamine. Another important neurotransmitter is serotonin. And serotonin, again, is found in the central nervous system, and it has quite a bit of an influence over emotional states, attitudes. A lack of serotonin can lead to depression. Another important neurotransmitter is gamma-aminobutyric acid, or GABA, G-A-B-A. And this one tends to be inhibitory. It's important in terms of reducing anxiety. And about 20% of the brain synapses release this particular neurotransmitter. And we tend to, it's sort of is able to put the brakes on certain transmissions and certain activities in the brain. So it's good for reducing anxiety and kind of weeding out what the brain needs to pay attention to and what it doesn't so much. Again, there are several drugs that are going to have effects on different neurotransmitters. The SSRIs are selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and what they do is they increase the amount of serotonin that's available in the synapses. And some of the SSRIs that you may have heard of would be Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, usually used to treat depression. And Botox, if you've heard of Botox, is actually a botulism toxin, but it blocks the release of acetylcholine. It basically paralyzes the muscles where it is injected. And so it paralyzes the muscles and prevents them from going to habitual patterns. And acetylcholinesterase inhibitors are going to block the breakdown of acetylcholine. These are most commonly or most famously used in things like nerve gas, which causes the acetylcholine to remain attached to the receptors on the motor end plate of the muscles and causes the muscles to freeze into kind of a constant tetanus. So it's sort of a sense of paralyzation. Nicotine has the ability to bind to receptors and stimulate postsynaptic neurons of many different kinds. So even though nicotine itself is not a neurotransmitter, it sort of, how can I put this? It kind of masquerades as a neurotransmitter, and it binds to receptors and stimulates postsynaptic neurons. And unfortunately, there's no enzyme in the body to break down nicotine, so the effects of it are very prolonged, and is part of one of the reasons that nicotine can be very, very addictive.